Well, good evening. Playing my theme song four or five times. Boy, I got a crazy engineer. I hit the button, actually. I thought I was going to play it because I didn't see it come on. And he played it, so there's an echo in the music and it's speeding up, but we seem to be okay. So relax and enjoy my show tonight. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am Don S. McClure. And welcome to all my listeners on the World Wide Web. And I just said you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. So sit back and relax. We're going to have an exciting show for you today, as always. And, man, I'm even reading my script bad today. Sit back and relax and enjoy this fascinating one-hour presentation. If you'd like to call, just dial 818-691-7395. That number to call is 818-691-7395, and you can get in to talk to me, Don S. McClure. And there's still an echo, so my engineer says, so there's nothing I can do about the echo, it's just there. We're just having some technical difficulties tonight. But if you want to call the show, you can reach me at 818-691-7395, and you can email me at McClureDonS@gmail.com. Or you can email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com or IM me at Yahoo. And I'll get right back to you. And we're going to take a quick break so I can get myself from being discombobulated here. I seem to be all off track. Anyway, I'm going to send some shouts out when I come right back. And we're going to read some emails that I normally get. So you sit tight while I hit my engineer upside his head for playing the theme song five times. But we'll be right back after this PSA.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
Hello?
Lisa, it's Janet.
What's wrong?
It's just the bridesmaids' dresses for Lindsay's wedding.
Oh, no. Tell me they're not fuchsia.
Oh, they're not fuchsia.
Then what? Oh, they're gaudy, aren't they? All ruffles and lace. Great. We'll look like a chorus line.
No. They're really quite simple. It's the material I'm most concerned about.
Oh, I knew it. I specifically said no chiffon. I mean, it's so passe. I just don't think...
It's not chiffon.
Then what?
They're made out of old yellow pages.
What? I didn't catch that. It sounded like you said they're made out of old yellow pages.
Yep. I'm afraid you heard right. It's got something to do with recycling and good karma on her wedding day.
Oh, that's special. I'm not going to know whether a guy's checking me out or just looking for the number of a good mechanic.
Funny. Very funny.
There's a better way to recycle your outdated Dex phone books. Find out just how easy we've made it in your neighborhood. Call 1-877-2-GET-DEX or log on to DexKnows.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am Don S. McClure, and we're going to send some shouts out. I always like to do a shout out to my friends and family because that's important, because I get little emails and notes saying I didn't talk to them or send a note. I also want to send a special shout out across the nation to my friends that live all across the United States, and to my special friends in Canada. And no, I have not forgot that I'm supposed to be in Canada doing some shows, and that's scheduled for next year, starting in January, and especially to my friends in Toronto. I will definitely make your city so that we can do the Donis McClure show and bring my new book there. And they actually have a storytelling place in Canada. It's up by a place called Yellowknife, and I'm going to visit that. It's in my second book, actually my third, The Gods in the Beginning of Life. It talks about Yellowknife, and I think I'm going to enjoy it. But we're going to read a couple of emails. First, I'd like to read an email or short note by Tina Stewart. She lives in Memphis, and she says, I like that you're gifted for writing all those books, that you have a God-given talent. And she says her talent is singing and doing hair or fixing hair. That's her God-given talent. And she says she's going to definitely tune in tonight. So I definitely want to send a shout-out to Tina, and she's one of my friends on Facebook. So I got a chance to read that little note. And to all my Facebook friends, I want to say hello and make sure that they know that I'm talking about them and everybody on Facebook that follows me and is my friends. I want to send a shout-out. I have another email from Lincoln, Nebraska. It says, I read your upcoming show topic, and I want you to know that my family and I in Nebraska are listening. We enjoy your show very much. The Matthew family, and they're out of Lincoln, Nebraska, so I had to read that for the Matthew family, and that was a good one from Lincoln, Nebraska. I have another one that says, Dear Don, I have asked before, and I have not received a date as to when you are coming to Atlanta. I hear you on the radio talking about Texas, but we in Atlanta feel we are great fans also and would love to see you in ATL. Your show would be great there. So, again, that's my friends in Atlanta, and, yes, I'm going to be in Atlanta probably in February. Oh, I have another email. Don, I am a real fan, and I use some of your advice for other shows. Would you be willing to come to New Orleans to talk to women who have low self-esteem? We could use your help. Signed, Wendy. Well, Wendy, yes, let me know where you want me to come to, and maybe sometime in March I'll try to get there and talk to these women, because I believe self-esteem is a national problem, not only in New Orleans but in other cities. So, yeah, we can talk about that, because I love helping people to feel better. And last but not least, I have an email from the Big Apple. Dear Don, what would you like for Christmas? Can you tell me and my friends on air? We would love to send you a gift, and Merry Christmas from your fans and friends in New York. Well, actually, I was talking to my little co-producer the other day, and we were talking about a Wacom to CODIS 4 tablet. So I would love to have a Wacom tablet. It's only $400, so that would be a nice gift, even though I won't probably see it up under the tree. But yes, to my friends in New York, I would like to get a Wacom for Christmas. Or to anybody listening that wants to get me a gift, I could use a Wacom. And, wow, I guess I'm going to Wacom on out of here for a minute and come right back. We're going to play this quick PSA, and we're going to get into the show, The Natural Stage of Progression. And I shall be right back.
I never get the flu.
My kids don't need more shots.
I don't have time.
We're all healthy.
My asthma's under control.
But I'm pregnant. I've had the flu before. It's not a big deal.
My kids are too old for flu.
The media is exaggerating.
I can fight it naturally.
My diabetes, it's under control.
No matter how you build your excuses, the flu can blow your house down.
I can't believe I used up all my sick time.
I missed a week of school during finals.
Now my baby has it because of me.
The hospital? Death?
Keep your foundation strong. Vaccinate. Learn more at flu.gov.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And we're back, and you're talking to Don S. McClure, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I have a special guest in my studio, Mr. James Baker. He is a student. James is 13 years old, right, James?
Yeah.
And he's learning how to work this audio board. He promises me he's going to be a great student in school and do great and get some things together. James, say hello to my audience.
Hello, fans and audience.
Hey, so you said hello, fans and audience. That's a good thing. I think we all should always bring a young person into our studios, our homes, our businesses, and share what we do. I did that when I was in Montgomery with a couple of students, and I'm always real proud of James, even though he gets in trouble sometimes. I have to knock him on top of his head. But otherwise than that, he's a great kid. So his birthday's coming up, what, December?
Nope.
Oh, January 14th. Okay, you know I'll screw something up. But anyway, I wanted to send a shout-out to James. He's in the studio listening and learning how to do this type of thing. So we're going to get into the show and tonight's topic, the natural stage of progression. Now, this is the one level of thinking that directs your decision path to the next stage of whatever you're into, whether it's life dilemmas or you're trying to make a major decision. It is not the decision-making that you do on an everyday basis, but it is the natural stage of progression. And the reason why I brought this up, some of my fans were talking to me and some of my friends were asking me, again, how did we get into writing a book? And I told them, to me, it was the natural stage of progression. Now, what did I mean by that? Well, that to me was the point where I was sitting on the back of my car trying to decide on what was going to be a serious approach to the next phase in my building career as far as income, life, what I was going to do, and how I could take my life to the next level of success. I'd already had a lot of success in other things, and it was at a point where I was trying to make a major decision to what I felt was important to get my message across. So after looking at that, I analyzed the fact that a lot of people write books, and that's called the natural stage of progression because whether they're the president or somebody else, they want to tell their life story, and it also is a marketing tool. So for me, the natural stage of progression was going to become a writer, an author, and use all the skills that I had. Now, the natural stage of progression is the very essence of thought patterns of the next stage. Progression consists of thoughts, feelings, and ideas as to what is needed to improve your life standing. It brings into account your past experiences and your desires. Now, you got to listen to that. When you're doing progressive thinking, or your progressive thoughts for the next level, at that 1 minute or that hour or while you're resting, it brings into account you look at your past experiences and you look at your desires to what is the outcome of what you really want. It provides the windows and doors to the human state in real time while you are in a conversation with yourself. Now, when you're doing the natural stage of progression, you're not talking to a lot of people. You're actually having a conversation with yourself to see what it is you really want to do. It will provide a conclusion to what is best for you in your life, and your destiny is your own. You're going to make your own destiny. You're going to decide on what it is you want to do, how you want to do it, and where you want to go with it. And when people ask how I came to the decisions of becoming a writer, I tell them it was a natural stage of progression. Now, today's decisions, what is the natural stage of progression? How does one tap into its hidden place in your mind? The natural stage of progression works with two areas, your heart, because that's the desires of what you really want, and your mind thinking. Now, a man or a woman, or male or female, cannot reach this stage by getting a lot of advice from others. You've got to do what we call self-reflection, which means that you've got to make some real tough decisions on the next stage. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the stage of progression. I always talk about the women that I teach a class to, that I tell them that if they just save a dollar a day, at the end of 30 days, they'll have $30. And I know that's really difficult for a lot of people to do today. because I still talk about it to a lot of people. And sometimes we all fall short. But that natural stage of progression means that you've got to really try this. You've got to try to get to that level of what you're doing. So for me, the natural stage of progression now is not my book writing, because I'm there. I'm working on that. That's coming out. The natural stage of progression for me is to build a family library in Chicago so that my family will have a legacy to go to look at, and to build on, which means that, like the Holocaust Museum or the Civil Rights Museum, there should be the McClure Family Library and Gallery that houses all our information, where you can go and do laptop information about the family or anything you want to do. The family reunions can be held there as far as the planning. And you can go there and see the pictures of great, 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 great granddad. Now, I'm going to start working on that. So the natural stage of progression for me was knowing that I'm not going to be here past 700 years, which is what, like, Moses was. I think I'm going to live 700. But to know that there should be a building and a place where family can gather, iron out their disputes, and also learn something about the people that they will probably never get to know. So the next natural stage of progression in my life is to build something solid so that the family can deal with it, I can deal with it, and others who don't know our family can go into this building and get involved. Now, for you, it could be like this man that I met once in Chicago. Every day or every weekend, his wife would bake these brownies. And he said the kitchen was always cluttered with brownie mix and stuff like that. So what he decided to do, his next natural stage of progression, was he went out and bought a space to rent at the Hyatt Regency where she could sell her brownies. So it became a brownie company. So it shows you that he was thinking the next natural stage was to take his wife's things that she liked, her desires, and turn that into a business, which means they were selling brownies. So just like Dunkin' Donuts and everybody else, all of a sudden, here is this brownie company, which came out of the next natural stage of progression, because it was going to progress their life to get her out of the kitchen, for number one, and to get her into a place where she could do what she loved, and he worked with her, but also to put something together that they could have that would bring them both joy, him, of course, making money in marketing, and her making the brownies. So you see, people do this all the time. So the natural stage of progression is that serious thought, whether you're broke, whether you don't have enough for your children, whether you have enough. You know, for me, again, like I said, I'm really serious about trying to get a house by the ocean or the sea or in Florida where I can come out of my building in the mornings after getting ready to write, have a cup of coffee, and look at the water and hope that it's blue and I don't get blown away. But I think that, for me, that's another stage of progression. We're 40 minutes into the show. 20 minutes, so actually, yeah. Some time has gone by. I mean, 10 minutes has already gone by. I mean, these shows are amazing. I enjoy them. So you're listening to the Donis McClure Show. And if you'd like to call in, you can dial 818-691-7395, that number to call. And if you want to ask me some questions about the natural stage of progression, maybe for your life, just give me a call. Or you can email me at McClureDonis@gmail.com or McClureDonis@yahoo.com. And you can IM me some of your questions, and I'll try to answer those. And we shall be right back in a few PSA seconds.
Hi, I'm Jet Williams. Even though I never knew my father, Hank Williams, his legacy taught me the meaning of lending a helping hand. That's why I support the Orphan Foundation of America. OFA is committed to providing education, mentoring, and a workplace readiness for thousands of teens aging out of the foster care system. With the help of OFA's support programs, these young people can go to college and trade school, graduate, and make the leap from foster care to success. To learn how you can help, visit orphan.org.
Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and grade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. My other producer just said the volume is pretty good, so we had to clear up the volume. I'm telling you, I'm going to fire all my producers and engineers. No, I'm just kidding. I want them to have a good Christmas and get their little chilling, some toys. But otherwise than that, oh, they say they're taking notes. Okay, that's a good thing. We're talking about the natural stage of progression. Now, for students, let's say like James N. Baker, the next stage of progression for him is going to be getting his life together so that he could go to the military. He wants to join the Army, which means he has to study because he has to take a test. It's no longer like it used to be. So now he knows that he's going to have to get that part together. I always talk to him about education. Now, for women that are considering relationships, deep friendships, things that are growing for them, the natural stage of progression is to understand that the person you're getting with is an individual of its own, and what they do for themselves can also coincide with what you do in your life. So that next natural stage of progression for the happy part of your life is finding somebody that you enjoy and then enjoying what they do as well as they enjoy what you do. And that also goes for friendships. That goes for the places that you visit. I find it amazing that lately I've been eating a lot of different food. I've had cow feet. Is that what it is? Cow, can you believe I ate some cow feet? I tried some chicken. What was it?
Chicken
gizzards. He said chicken gizzards, and I didn't like those because I don't do gizzards. But the point is, as you're growing with your tastes, the natural stage of progression is, let me try something a little bit different. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it. But the reason why I tried that is because, again, I enjoy cooking. So if I'm going to try different dishes, if I'm going to be into different things, and eventually when I want to do counseling, because that's one of the stages that, or things I want to work on, food plays a very important role to the chemicals in the brain. So I know a lot of you thought I was just saying food, but do you realize that when you eat bad food, your system slows down? Also, you get into what we call a bad health state. High blood pressure, diabetes could set in, a lot of these things. So the natural stage of progression is to say, I need to eat healthier. I need to watch my weight. I need to do these things. I need to drink some more water so that I can stay healthy. Now, I know a lot of you think, well, what does that have to do with the natural stage of progression? What it is the progression from an unhealthy state to a healthier state, because your mind constantly takes in what your body absorbs, and it puts it back out. So when we're talking about depression and things like that on one of our next coming shows, it's going to involve the food you eat, the people you talk to, the things you drink, and just your whole life values. We're going to talk a lot about that. As a matter of fact, we're going to probably do a two-hour show on that. But the natural stage of progression is to say, okay, I need to move to another level because I weigh 300 pounds, and I really want to seriously lose weight, because if I don't, I'm going to continue with these health issues, and I may not be here. So that's why we're talking about that could be your natural stage of progression. Now, it can apply, but like I said, again, it's when we talk about very serious issues. It isn't just to say the natural stage of progression is to go buy a dress or to get something for Christmas. The natural stage of progression is an analytical point in your life. Like one young lady I was talking to, she was saying she really didn't have enough money to get her 6-year-old something for Christmas. Now, she said her 14-year-old understood, but her 6-year-old had a problem with that issue because, of course, she's a child. Now, I had to counsel her and say, well, okay, wait a minute. You have to do the natural stage of progression of putting some things in order. If you're on these websites that you're paying for, whether they're dating sites or Facebook sites or social network sites, you could have taken that $14 or whatever it is from those sites and got your daughter something for Christmas, especially when you're saying that last year was bad and this year was bad. So you have to say, okay, the natural stage of progression for her was to say, what do I evaluate that's important so that my little girl doesn't have a bad Christmas? Now, it's not so much to talk about the young lady, because that's happening all over the world. The real issue is in Asia, when they had a population explosion, more people than they could even consider having in their country, it was a strain on their resources, the water, the food supplies, and everything. So they mandated some laws that they actually sat down and talked with people and said, how much do you make? What schools do you go to? How many people are in the house? What kind of house do you live in? And these are the amount of children that you can actually have, because this is what you can afford. Now, I know a lot of you probably say, well, hey, it's my life. You can't tell me if I want to have 6 kids, 10 kids, 30 kids, 40 kids. But when you think about it and you say to yourself, okay, I'm a young woman. I've got 6 children. I'm living in a house that only has 2 bedrooms. Mentally, you're putting your children in harm's way because now they've got to learn automatically to share, not comfortably, but to say, well, I've got to sleep in this room with everybody in the room. I have no privacy. So you're depriving them of something. So the natural stage of progression would be before you have those 6 kids to say, listen, I really got to think this thing out. And I need to talk to my doctors. I need to get checked out. And I need to find out what my man is doing or husband or whatever. And because I was watching a show where this guy seemed to have a really good job on one of the talk shows. His wife had already had 3 kids. And she was about to have a 4th child, and he called her lazy. Now, he said her kids loved her. She was a good mom. She did everything else. But all of a sudden, she wasn't cleaning up the house good enough. Now, he felt like because he was out there going to work, he dressed real nice, and he kind of got into it with the talk show host. And he lost his cool and cussed the talk show host out. he actually said some bad words to the talk show host. So it was one of those shows where you had the whole thing going on, and you really had to learn how to do these types of things. So I lost my train of thought for a minute. What I'm saying to you is this. You can't call her lazy because maybe she's depressed after having these 3 kids. So it gets pretty kind of wild when you're trying to make these natural stages of progression. But if you look at that, his natural stage of progression would have been for him to get a hold of himself and learn not to have such a off-key attitude when he was talking to his wife on TV. So that was the thing that, you know, we were talking about, and just getting things together. I think that people in general, when we're watching these talk shows and we're seeing all these things, we just really need to learn how to actually develop a healthier attitude and say to ourselves, okay, hey, maybe I'm blaming her for something that I'm contributing to because she's got the kids. She's had 3 children. They're still married. He wants to keep his wife, but he's frustrated with the fact that she doesn't keep the house as clean as she did when she had the first couple of kids. Well, when you start having 4 children, that's a lot of work. So to him, the natural stage of progression would have been, I need to be a better person about this situation I created with my wife by her having all these children. So we're going to take a quick break. If you want to give me a call, you can call me at 818-691-7395, and I'm going to try to keep my train of thought and see if I've got any emails coming in and anything else. And just enjoying my show tonight and talking with you about the natural stage of progression. And while I'm taking a quick break, maybe you figure out what's your natural stage of progression. And again, dealing with these serious issues. So we're going to take a quick PSA. I'll be right back. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am Don S. McClure.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
I was a really loving kid. Family was always number one. But after I started using meth, my sister told me she was worried about me. I even ruined my mom's wedding. My uncle wouldn't let me near his kids. My best friend wouldn't talk to me. I ruined every relationship. I'm still trying to get my family to trust me again.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm Don S. McClure. And we have a lot of people tuning in. I see I just got a couple of new IMs. And to Patty Kitty Bea, hello. And we're going to say hello to her on the IM. And thanks for joining my show. And then we're going to get back to that. And actually, I got a IM from one of our associates. And in the meantime, we're going to take a look at something else that one of the other IM said. She was saying that it's important for this lady to think about maybe a layaway program. So for that, it was good to know that if you think about it, I thought about telling the lady that maybe she could have got involved in a layaway program. And you know what's so amazing? You can tell that this problem is kind of rampant because today on the, and I don't usually watch talk shows, ladies and gentlemen, but show today, and the primary company that was sponsoring her show, store. So now one lady won $78. Now think about that. When you start getting the Dollar General to be on your show, and people are thinking about Christmas gifts and what to do, you know, the amazing part was, my mom used to always say there's not a Christmas or a birthday that's going to pass by her without her getting something. And before my mom passed, she had 36 grandkids. But she would say she'd either make something up for them or go to the dollar stores and get something for every little kid in the family. Now, she felt like there wasn't any Christmas or any holiday or any anything that children should not enjoy, not the adults but the children. So that was a good idea that the lady sent in from Washington, that she could have did the layaway. Well, we got 24 minutes for the show, and we're getting IMs popping on my screen. They kind of confuse me. I'm going to get my engineers to kind of work with them. But we're talking about the natural stage of progression and maybe thinking about the following year, because I was telling the young lady that next year is going to be better, maybe starting with that whole layaway plan. Might be a good thing to do. That could be the next natural stage of progression. So when you think about it, like I said, it's those critical points. And it doesn't have to be your car note, your house note. It could be something of value to you as far as like a family heirloom. I remember when my mother had this furniture, and when she passed, I don't think any of us really realized that furniture was antique. She had this huge dining room table that had a leaf in the middle of it, and it looked like it was real wood to me. So imagine if we had kept that today. We could probably have a lot of antique furniture out there that we could really be proud of or probably had some value for. So that next natural stage of progression for the family, like other cultures, should have been family heirlooms. I've seen people throw away comic books that are of value, but they think like, well, I don't want it. And especially in the African-American community, a lot of times we'll have stuff that's really, really positive or of value, and we'll say, well, I don't want it. So we give it away or throw it away, or the families get together and they raffle off everything that everybody's got or somebody left them without thinking. Now, if this cup was bought in 1962, or I remember James Baker asked me about albums one time, what was a actual plastic record? And he said, what's that? I said, it's an LP. And he said, what's an LP? And then I said, it's a 45 too. And he said, what's a 45? So it shows you. Now, imagine the people running around, because he asked me about an Elvis Presley 45, I think it was. It might have even been an album. But the point is, if you watch those shows about antiques, people are finding stuff in their attics, taking them down to the antique show and getting hundreds of thousands of dollars for that. So the natural stage of progression would be in some families to teach us how to say, don't throw everything away. Don't always take everything for granted like it's just too much stuff. And sometimes it is. But you would be surprised how that watch that Grandpa had might be worth something. Matter of fact, when Walt Disney got started, he was selling $3 Mickey Mouse watches. And about 9 years ago, I remember watching one of the shows where a man had a Mickey Mouse watch, and he got $250,000 for a $3 watch. So that's amazing, because the watch was one of the original watches that Mickey Mouse and him had produced. So when my book comes out, Santa Claus versus the Aliens, and you have an original copy, you might want to hold on to that for 40, 50 years. And while I'm all up in heaven or wherever the heck I'm going to go, might be the other place, you might think about, hey, I got one of Don McClure's books, and I'm going to hold on to that. But on a serious side, the natural stage of progression is supposed to be the most serious, crucial points of thinking that you're faced with when you want to make those real serious decisions. And I think that that's one of the most important parts. So you really got to look at that. Well, we got 20 more minutes into the show. You're listening to Don S. McClure, and of course I am the one and only. And I have my little co-producer tonight, Mr. James M. Baker, and he looks so amazed at some of the things I'm saying. So if you want to call in, you can dial 818-691-7395. That number to call is 818-691-7395. And you can get in and talk to me, Don S. McClure.
I never get the flu.
My kids don't need more shots.
I don't have time.
We're all healthy.
My asthma's under control.
But I'm pregnant.
I've had the flu before. It's not a big deal.
My kids are too old for flu.
The media is exaggerating.
I can fight it naturally.
My diabetes, it's under control.
No matter how you build your excuses, the flu can blow your house down.
I can't believe I used up all my sick time.
I missed a week of school during finals.
Now my baby has it because of me.
The hospital? Death?
Keep your foundation strong. Vaccinate. Learn more at flu.gov.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And we're back, and I just got the cue line from Mr. James M. Baker telling me to get back on that microphone. You know, I really enjoy it. We got 19 more minutes, too. I mean, this thing is flying. Just talking to my listening audience and to have fans write you and say, hey, we want you to come to our cities, and especially the one I got about the women that had low self-esteem, because that's probably tied into some of the abuse cases. And believe it or not, some time ago, I always wanted two things in life, and I kind of have it now. I always wanted a helpline that women could call to ask for advice and what to do, like a crisis center helpline. I always wanted that. And it's kind of what I do on my show now. Number two was being able to kind of talk to students, young adults that were going into things. I mean, I really liked the lecture series, not so much the educational point as far as being in the college lecture series. But I like the fact that when I speak at libraries or people ask me to come out and speak to young adults, I try to share with them what's going on. And I even like giving the classes to older adults. You know, for a while I had a class that came every Wednesday in Memphis, and I charged $35 a class. And people used to come down to learn about Black history, how to put it together and what to do. And to me, the natural stage of progression would have been for somebody not to only listen, but maybe to say, maybe I could start a program like this, or maybe I could get others to come in. A lot of times we'll get into programs that we get started on or participate in, and we don't see it down the road to continue that. I've always said that my best friend in Texas, she has copies of a lot of the stuff I do as far as the current books are concerned. Her name is Sharon, and I sent her the information because if something happens to me one day, I want the next natural stage of progression to be somebody to pick up that literature, to get it going, and to decide that, hey, I'm going to push this and not let this dream die. So the natural stage of progression for my family would be to get involved and to say, you know what, if something happens to him, all the books and all the stuff he writes is gone. So we're going to have to get involved and do some different things. We're 17 minutes into the show. You're listening to Don S. McClure, and tonight we are talking about the natural stage of progression. And it's actually bringing some thoughts for me. I still may do that talk show where women can call in and talk to me off air about some of their problems, and maybe we can find some solutions. I know when I was on radio before on a local station in Memphis, I used to do something like that. People would always call in and say, Don, what do you think? And, of course, being me, I really liked the fact that I could give them some really good advice. And I would always tell them, you know, when I speak to them, I say, this is really not for you. This is the way I see life. Now, if you want to take a part of this or you think it's feasible, then you can use that. Because I think sometimes we have people that try to act like they know everything, and they don't, but when you're advising people, keep in mind that everybody's different. Everybody doesn't see life the exact same way. So just because you might be the tortoise real slow and I'm the hare, you still might get to the finish line, not the same finish line that I'm at, but your finish line. So don't be so afraid to tell people, you can take your time. You can build what you want to build. It doesn't have to be done in a day. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. But again, just know where you want to go and maybe find a set of rules that you could play by. And to me, as long as they're not harmful to other people or misusing other people or deceiving other people, then you do what's best for you. If you want to eat 10 meals a day and you don't grow up to be 800 pounds, that's okay. I learned something from a man named Mr. Lynam. He lived to be 86 years old. And I asked him, Mr. Lynam, how do you do it? He says, Don, I do everything in moderation. I drive a little bit a day. I talk. I even got a young wife. I'm just joking because he's 86. But when you think about it, you have to find what's good for you and then kind of work that into your system. So the natural stage of progression is, first of all, finding out what works for you. Like Lance Armstrong, I mean, here this man is running cancer things. I mean, just running races as far as on a bicycle is concerned and outdoing a lot of people. So that natural stage of progression for him probably was when he found out that he had a disease. But he said, I'm not going to let this beat me. I'm going to really do some things. And again, if you want to see a good movie, a great movie about the natural stage of progression, get the movie called Remember the Titans. I mean, that's a movie that's a true life story in Virginia. And how people had to deal with their next stage of progression was letting blacks go to their schools and working better with blacks and finding a coach who could turn their children's racist ideas around. We got 13 more minutes into the show. You're listening to Don S. McClure, and of course, everybody knows it's me, and I like saying my name. For some reason, that name just, I just love it. Don S. McClure. That is such a, I love my mom and dad for giving me that name. I know my family probably said, oh, Lord, we're so tired of hearing Don S. McClure, but I love that. Do you know I used to ride on buses going to school to look at the reflections in the mirror of the glass and say, ooh, he is sure enough cute. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I'm just kidding to get a little humor in there. So, again, enjoy my show. If you want to call me at 818-691-7395, you can give me a call. And, you know, we're going to take a quick PSA break, but actually we're going to play a little of Aretha. I'm a Fool for You. I love that song. Just to break it up a little bit, not be so serious, and then come back and finish the show talking about the natural stage of progression. I forgot the microphone was on. I was about to sing, ladies and gentlemen. Man, I know I'm pretty good, actually, but I was just kidding around. Anyway, we're back. We got 10 more minutes into the show, and, man, I heard that Aretha, and I've said it before, I'd be glad when somebody could sing that in my ear. I'm a fool for you, Don. Anyway, we're talking about the natural stage of progression, and self-esteem sometimes can really be a great thing. You really have to believe in yourself, and everybody knows I believe in me. But anyway, I'm on a serious tip. You know, when you do these things and you say to yourself, no matter what I've been through, the natural stage of progression is at that serious state. And whether you contract a disease, especially for the women that have had breast cancer, I mean, I'm very serious about this. They have to reach that natural stage of progression to feel better about themselves. And it's good to see people bounce back no matter what happens to them. Those are strong women, and I salute them for that. I salute the people that have the addictions from smoking to drugs that actually overcome that. So the natural stage of progression for them is to do something. And one of my favorite movies is Saving Private Ryan. I was actually going to play the intro track to that, but my computer's been messing up a lot. My baby's got to go to the computer doctor and really get fixed up. She's traveled all over the world with me. She's the best woman that I know. I mean, she's been behind me. I bumped her upside her head and everything else. But she's been the best computer I've ever had. And to me, She's got to get ready to go into the hospital and take care of herself. But again, that natural stage of progression. When you get a chance, write me an email and tell me what yours is after you hear my show so I can maybe tune in and maybe even learn something from you. We've got 8 more minutes into the show, and tonight we're going to let my co-producer is going to say goodbye when we get a chance to say it, you know, because I always end my show by saying, enjoy life, because that's all you have. We're going to let him say that tonight like I did in Montgomery, even though he said, have a happy summer. I thought that was pretty cute. But again, I'm very serious. We can't get involved enough in our young people's lives, and they get on my nerves sometimes when they start talking crazy like J.B. Baker. But I really like him, and I want him to have a good life. So I think, ladies and gentlemen, the next natural stage of progression for him is to really start getting his life together and see where he's going to go in the future, because he has a chance to have a bright, bright future. You know, I am slurring words tonight, and I must be either – that must have been too much water I drank or sugar or something. But anyway, 7 more minutes into the show, and the number is 818-691-7395. And you can email me at McClureDonS@gmail.com or McClureDonS@yahoo. And I will write you back. And I'm trying to plan the cities I'm going to next year and some other things. And the next natural stage of progression for my book, Santa Claus versus the Aliens, is to come out with cups and mugs and merchandising. So that's a very serious issue that I'm working on. And I want to thank Ms. Lucas for really being supportive of my ideas and getting involved in that Washington area. I started to say D.C., but it's upper state. I think upstate New York. I mean Washington. Jesus Christ. I need some more tea or something. But anyway, I am enjoying my show, and I really do want to get into counseling with young women that feel like they have a lot of problems and just want to talk about it. To me, that's one of the best things, that we can get a phone line for them, and they call and just talk about their problems. And then that way, maybe we can find some really great solutions. But you're listening to the Donis McClure Show. And tonight, I am Donis McClure, as every night. We got 6 more minutes into the show, and I've really enjoyed it. The natural stage of progression. I want you to think about that and decide on what's valuable for you, what you think the next natural stage of progression is. For me, it's been writing and some of the other projects that I want to do, the family galleries and the counseling for young women. I think that's important. So we're going to work on those. But in the meantime, I want you to enjoy my show every Friday. And Tina told me she was going to be listening, so I hope she is. We'll see, because a lot of my Facebook friends tell me they're going to listen to the show, and they usually do. They usually get a lot out of it, and I'm proud of them just like they're proud of me. But the natural stage of progression for me in the marketing area was getting my own radio show. And you could do it on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, it's a good show to have. And you could spread your ideas and put some things out there. And I always say there's a book waiting to be written inside of every person. You know, when I was doing one of my shows and actually just talking to one of my friends, she was telling me I might replace Dr. Phil. So maybe I know this lady used to call me a doctor, and maybe I'll become Dr. Don McClure. How do you like to sound? James has laughed, but how do you like the sound of that? Dr. Don S. McClure. I kind of like the ring of that, though, but, you know, I might have some problems with that, but I think that that might be pretty good. Dr. Don S. McClure, man, that might be pretty good. Actually, did you know that there was a man named, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, called Semmelweis, and he actually told doctors that they were not washing their hands properly to treat women, and so he went around the country lecturing, and he would break into operation rooms while these guys back in the day were delivering babies with not clean hands and poor equipment. They weren't sterilized, and he would tell them, hey, you got to do better than this, and he complained for a long time. Matter of fact, he got out there so much he passed out flyers and leaflets. Now, they put him in jail. And then years later, a lot of the great physician said, you know, this guy was right, and we need to make sure we wash our hands and do things. So the natural stage of progression for him was, since he couldn't get them to listen in the academic world as far as medicine was concerned, he went out in the street and started. So that, to me, was really good, that he wanted to do that, to really fight that industry and make them understand that delivering babies was so very important. But when they were losing a lot of the babies, they said, well, the women weren't having. He said, you're making these babies die because you're not washing your hands. You don't have a clean, sterile environment. So it's very important about that was the next natural stage of progression. And I see people are still trying to call in. But anyway, let me know what yours is, what you think the next natural stage of progression is for you. We've got 3 more minutes into the show, and you're listening to Don S. McClure on a Friday night. As always, I come on every Friday from 7 o'clock to 8 Central, 8 Eastern, and 5 o'clock in Las Vegas, where I used to live. Yeah, I spent a year living in Las Vegas just writing. We got 2 more minutes to the show, and my co-producer is telling me there's something happening in my eye, but I got it out. But anyway, think about that. Take that conversation seriously and think about your next stage of progression. And if you'd like to talk to me about it, you can write me, email me. You can even IM me on Yahoo. And now you can also IM me on Gmail. So there's a lot of ways you can reach me. I'm enjoying my show. And it's 2 more minutes before we get ready to break out of here. And don't forget, I'm going to let Mr. James M. Baker end our show. And all he's going to say is, remember, what is it, enjoy life. That's all you say. This has been a bad show for me. He's going to say, enjoy life, because that's all you have. So I think that's going to be pretty good. We got 1 more minute into the show. I'm going to get ready to get out of here. As usual on Friday night, I'm having a ball. I guess I'm laughing because it's almost the end of the year, and I'm going to do my final show in Chicago. I'm going to really have a good show to do. I'm going to be in some major cities enjoying myself. 90 seconds left for my show, so I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going to get ready to play my theme song to end out the night. I'm probably going to play one of my old Doris Day songs that I like. But in the meantime, I'm going to have my co-producer say, enjoy life. That's all you have, because he's a good young man. So get ready, young man, to say it so I can hit the cue buttons. And as for me, Don McClure, I'm going to step to the side and let my new co-producer tell ladies and gentlemen. You got 60 seconds, young man. What do you want to say?
Enjoy life, because that's all you have.
He kind of sounded like me, didn't he? I thought that was pretty good.
I'll never stop loving you, whatever else I may do, my love for you will live till time itself is through. I'll never stop wanting you, and when forever is through, my heart will be the way it does each time we meet. The night doesn't question the stars that appear in the skies, so why should I question the stars in my eyes? Of this I'm more than just sure, my love will last and endure. I'll never